You say their name, what's their name?
In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tuf Kif Pei, writes the Shulchan Aruch, Eili Hayumim She'iri Bahem Surois La'avoisayni. The Shulchan Aruch brings a whole list of days, which are days which Surois happen La'avoisayni, V'rui Lehis Amos Bahem. And it's correct one should fast on these days. Talmud Tzaddikim, Tzaddikim fast on these days. One of those days which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, writes the Mechaber, Beyid Zayin Elul. Today, the 17th of Elul, Meisi Moitziyai Dibas Uritz. The Meraglim, who came back on Tisha B'Av, and they were spoke Lushan Hara about Eretz Yisroel. They were punished and they died. When did they die? They died today, Yid Zayin Elul. Says the Mishavir in the name of the Beis Yosef. So why is it a Tamus? Vakusha hoksiv be'ivad reshuim rina. When reshuim died, it's rina. So why are we fasting? Because the Meraglim died? Ve'ev shazuk the Beis Yosef. The Mistomashovi, Avada, they did Shiva because they became ill straight afterwards and their tongues came out. So they straight away realized the seriousness of the way which they'd done. And no doubt they had done Shiva and they had 40 days to do Shiva from Tisha B'Av till the 17th of Elul. Obevloizuchi Shia Kibbel to Shivoso. But since they died, we see that Shiva was not accepted. Velochein Misam. And that's why we fast. We fast because we see the Meraglim no doubt did do tshiva. But, explains Rav Moshe in Nigus Moshe, the aveira of speaking Lushan Hara against Yisrael was so severe that although they did tshiva, their tshiva wasn't enough to be mechaper on their aveira, and they died. So therefore, we have to fast. Now this is what's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. However, Yid Zayin Elul is another most terrible calamity which happened today, which you won't find in any of the poskim, and that is because it's a very recent calamity. On this day, exactly 85 years ago, started the Second World War. The Second World War, which was the most terrible war of all Melchomas, started Yid Zayin Elul, and like today, Erev Shabbos Parshas Kisova. Now the fact that the Second World War started on this day, which was already a day which is a day which is a Tarnus because of the Chet HaMeraglim, Avada, we understand nothing is b'mikra, nothing happens by coincidence. If we look in the Chofetz Chaim, the very, very beginning, his Hagdoma, which the Chofetz Chaim writes to his Sefer on Lushan Hara, writes the Chofetz Chaim as follows. When we're going to investigate Eiza avoinus heima ho ikrim hagormim la arichas guli saidi. Which are the main avoiras which are causing our gulis to carry on? Nimtzuim harba. There are many. But says the Chofetz Chaim, there's one particular avoira which stands out all by itself. Achet halushan hi alkila. The chet of lushan hara, that is the main reason. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Halo yediya hi shenikza oleini gulis mikava me'es masim meraglim. We know that the gulis was decreed and klaisu from the story of the meraglim. And says the Chofetz Chaim, it's a beferish of pusik in Tehillim, in Perek Kivov. Shteit in a pusik, vayim osi be'eretz chemda. The meraglim detested, they called that Klal Yisrael should be moyes, should look down, should be moyes in Eretz Chemda. Eretz Sul is Eretz Chemda, the most special place. They were moyes in Eretz Chemda, says the Pusik, to seek him later. Vayisa Yuda Lehem Lahapel Oysom Bagoyim Ilozoroysom Barutsois. Because of that, the Rabbi Shum said he's sending the Eden into Gulis. Writes Rashi there in Tehillim. Rashi says it as well in Pasha Shlach Lecho, in the Rambam, that it was because of the chet of the Meraglim. The boy said, you cried the Bechiyah Shel Chinam, I'll be koyver for you a Bechiyah L'doyus. So says the Chofetz Chaim, Kol Sibes Gulis Reini Ata, Hi Ho'ika Rak Beshvil Maaseh HaMeraglim. This was the main reason why we are still today in Gulis. And this is causing the Gulis to carry on. So the fact that the Second World War broke out, we understand somehow is a continuation, unfortunately, of the Gulis, which was nigzer from the day that Yidden were vayim usi be'eretz chemda. Now, Parshas Kisuvoi is the Parsha of bringing Bikirim. The whole concept of bringing Bekirim is to show the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael. We have to bring Dafka from the Shivas Haminim. The Shivas Haminim Shehem Nishtabcho Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Chasam Sofer writes a very interesting Ha'ura. If we look in the Psikim and Parshas Kisuvoi, says the Chasam Sofer, the impression which we get is that the mitzvah of Bekirim was a one-off mitzvah, which was only the year when we came into Eretz Yisrael. The Hayoki Sovoy El Horetz. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, then Velakachta Mirachis Kopri Hadoma. It's a one-off mitzvah, but not that one does it every single year. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Mashmur is from the Psikim is that this was a one-off mitzvah to be kept the first year and never again. Says the Chasam Sofer, however, if we look in the Torah Shebal Peh, we will see that the mitzvah was noyig every single year. Like Rashi says, that he brought Bekirim, a basko went out, said Tizke Lashon Habu. And we have even a Rashi in Gittin, in Daf Mem Zayin, the Poskim bringing this up. That Rashi is very clearly there. B'chol Shuna Tzurch Likach Min Oive Kechuvim Bekirei Poiroi Seir. And it's a Beveisha Pusik in Sefer Nechemia, Teit Lamed Pusik Vov, Lahuvi Ab Moseini Bikire Kol Eitz, Shona Veshona Beis Hashem. But in the Torah, we don't find it. So says the Chasam Sofer. So is this mitzvah Bikirim a one-off mitzvah, or is it a mitzvah which is noyeg every single year? And the Biyum Ahein, that one off time. When that time, whoever will be?
Aaron
wasn't alive in the time. But you remember, exactly. We don't know who it's going to be. It wasn't Aaron. Aaron Akron was lifting the mid, but whoever, don't, it won't be Aaron. Whoever will be, Biyum Ahein. But we don't have a raya that it's a yearly mitzvah.
And the Shmitzvah year.
Huh? That's now we know that there's a mitzvah every single year. We have a shalit. Does it apply in Shmitzvah or not? Yes, that's another machlokes. Says the Chasam Sofer, the mitzvah of Bikirim is be'etzem a mitzvah which is only noyig once. What the Torah is telling us is, says the Chasam Sofer, Shiyi b'chol yoim b'eineini ki'ili hayoim nitztavini ki'ili hayoim bu. Every single year, when you come up to the Beis HaMikdash with your Bikirim, it should be with the same enthusiasm, the same simcha, ki'ili hayoim bu. V'yi b'einav ki'ila esmoy loy usa karui. V'chein kedishas Eretz Yisrael t'chadish loy v'yif'uli ulav b'chol shuna mechudash ki'ili hayoim bo. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's a one-off mitzvah, which is only the first year when you come. What the Torah is telling us is that every year you should have such an excitement, you should feel as if I've just arrived. The Sadiqei Rebbe, the Avi Yaakov, who was one of the great Sadiqim in Etzrol 60, 70 years ago, one of the Rebbes once came to him for visit, and he said to him, this is already my third visit in Eretz Yisrael. And I remember the first time when I came was after the Second World War. He came with such a gewaltiger, his oiliness, and such a gewaltiger enthusiasm. And the second time he came a few years later, his oidepam wasn't the same as the first time. Aber nachals mit der gewaltiger Simcha. He said, this is my third visit, and I don't feel anymore that his oiliness, which I felt when I came the first time. And the Sadiqei Rebbe said, you heard it, he said, a pela, I don't know. By me, when I wake up every single morning, I have such a simcha to be here in Eretz Yisrael, mamish, like the day I arrived in Eretz Yisrael. And the Sadiqei Rebbe's famous story about him, Sadiqei was a melech Yisrael. One of his chassidim was once walking on the streets in Tel Aviv in the middle of the night. There was no one around. In the distance, he saw a chassidish yid in the distance, sweeping the streets. Who's sweeping the streets? A chassidish yid. He goes to have a look, and he sees it's the Sadiqei Rebbe. The Sadiqei Rebbe was sweeping the streets of Tel Aviv. He couldn't get over it. He ran over to the Rebbe, and he asked the Rebbe, what's the Rebbe doing? He's become a street sweeper. The Sadiqei Rebbe said to him, I was in Vienna under the Nazis, Yimach Shemo. And they took there all the rebbes and rabbonim, and they gave us all toothbrushes. And we had to go there in front of a crowd of jeering and mocking Nazis. And we had to clean, polish the streets there of Vienna in front of all these Nazis. And when they did this, I thought to myself, Azach Chilul Hashem. But then I thought to myself, am I cleaning the streets for them? La Hashem ulsem Eloi, it's Rabbein Shalom's world. And I was then makabel on myself, I made a neder, that the Rabbein Shalom's going to free me and take me to Yisrael, I am going to clean the streets of Eretz Yisrael. This is what he said. So he used to, didn't want to go in the middle of the day, so we should go past. In the middle of the night, when no one was around, he used to take the broom and used to sweep the streets of Tel Aviv. So, and he said, every single day when he came to Yisrael, Egata Gazar Gavaldiga Simcha, especially remembering Nebuch, all the horrors which he had endured and the terrible, he thanked Hashem. In fact, with him was a master, Rosh Hashanah, the first Rosh Hashanah when he was at Yisrael and he made Kiddush. By mistake, in the Kiddush, he made a mistake and he said, Zman Simcha Sein. And afterwards, the Chassidim asked him, Rebbe, don't say Rosh Hashanah, Zman Simcha Sein. He said, I made a mistake. Aber so nicht das sagt zu uns. Ich habe das Simcha to be here. So it was his first Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. It just came from Vienna, from the horrors of the Nazis. He said, by me, it's a tak as man Simcha Seish. So writes the Chasam Sofer, this is the avoida which the Rabbi Nishalim is requiring of all of us. You only bring the Kirin once. The first year, when you have a Gavaldiga Simcha. But that first year should repeat it every single year, year after year after year. This is our avodah. Writes the Orach Haim HaKodesh, V'hoyu kisuvoy el ha'uret. Chazal say, Ein v'hoyu el alushun simcha. Lehayeh she'ein lismoyach ela b'yeshivas ha'uret. Well, this is the Emes Simcha, says the Archam HaKodesh, when a Yid lives in Eretz Yisrael, carries on the Archam HaKodesh, v'hoi kisuv alawaz, asher Hashem lekecho nois lecho nachna. Why does the poet have to write these words extra? We know that. Says the Archam HaKodesh, a moedik important lesson. V'nira shakavunas hakusafi. What the Torah is telling us is, shitzav Hashem, Shiyeda beliboy, a Yid has to know this that we were zoichotetz Yisroel, kiloy bekoichoy veloitzim beoitzim givirusoy bula reshes of sorts. We won't inherit Eretz Yisroel, nish with a koichi veoitzim yubi. Nish tazoi is min koivish Eretz Yisroel. You want to know how we're going to get Eretz Yisroel? Asher Hashem eloi kecho. Those is a matuna from the Rabbi Nishloilam. Carries on the pusik, Asher Hashem Eloi Kechu, Lushan Yuchid. When you realize, says Orcham HaKodesh, the Rabbi Shem is Eloi Kechu, and you makabul Malchus Shemayim, then you'll be Zoicha to Eretz Yisroel. The Sefer Divrei Shloimeh, and the Letz Tachok Vereba, bring to this Orecham HaKodesh. And with this he explains Bavista Medrash. The end of Parshas Kiseitze finishes off with Mechemes Amulek. And straight afterwards is Parshas Bikiri. Shteitem Medrash Rabba, what's the connection? Parshas Bikiri following on from Mechemes Amulek. Amulek is called Reishis. Reishis Goyim Amulek. Tells us Chazal, if you want to defeat the Reishis Goyim, bring Bikirim, which they are called Reishis. Through that, you'll defeat Amulek, the Reishis Goyim Amulek. Explained Shlomo Chavkiver. Amulek, there is a Shekorcho Baderach. Everything is Mikra. They believe whoever's more powerful, that's the one who will be victorious. Everything is Mikra, there's no Hashkocha. The lesson of Bikirim is everything is with Biyad Hashem. Yid is Yoyleshech Sadei Koyrech Ulav Gemi. He is a tired, a rabbi. Zuk demur vashumash. What is Gemi? Gemi is Gedoylem Maasei Hashem. You see how this fruit grows. You made it grow. You watered it, but you didn't make it grow. How does it grow? We have no explanation. How out of a piece of wood, a piece of bark, comes out a delicious fruit. This is Gedoylem Maas Hashem. All the scientists can't explain where in the wood is there the ingredients to make a peach, an orange, an apple, a grape, a pomegranate. Koyrech Ulav Gemi, Gedoylem Maas Hashem. So you bring these fruit up to Yerushalayim and you say to the Rabbi Yerushalayim, I realize everything we have is Asher Hashem Lekechu. This is the way how we defeat the Shitta of Amulek, which is everything is Mikra. Bikirim proves to us nothing is Mikra. Now those who learned Daf Yomi, last week we had a sigya for the Basra and Daf Pei Beis, Pei Aleph, Pei Beis, about if a person has Peiros, which are a Sufek Bikirim, if he has to bring them up to the The Gemara brings out a brisa about a person buys a tree or two trees in the field. Does he acquire the ground under the trees, or does he only acquire the trees? The Gemara brings a shala. So the problem is, if he doesn't acquire the trees, the ground, then he won't be able to say Mikra Bikirim, because Mikra Bikirim, we thank Hashem for that. The Rabbi Nishloilem gave us. And if you don't own the ground, so you can't say Mikra Bikirim. So the Gemara asked their question. Since we have a suffix, if he does acquire the ground or doesn't acquire the ground, so what's so terrible? Let him bring these fruit. These fruit are not put onto the Mizbeach, they're given to the Kohen. So he can be magdish the fruit. And the psikim, him, Parshas Kisuvai, is only psikim. So we're not speaking about making a brocha. saying the psikim. What's so terrible? Let him say these psikim. Our sulfit, nothing happened. Says the Gemara, no. Omele Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Avi Rav Avshi mechte psikim inna. Since it's only psikim, likra, let him say them. Omele mishim de mechse keshikra. It's Mexica Shikra. If he doesn't own the ground and he's thanking Hashem for giving him that piece of ground, it looks like Shekha. So we can't allow him to bring the Bikirim because we have a Sufi. If he owns the ground and we can't allow him to the Pesikim who doesn't own it, it's Mexica Shikra. Writes the Rashbam there. Shaharei Beshul Avuz Bikirim Kakuri. He's going to say the Mikra Bikirim. Perhaps it's not his ground. And he's saying a lie. And it's written a pusik. Now, when I saw this Rashbam, I had a question. Why is the Rashbam referring to a pusik in Sefer Tehillim? This is a pusik in Perikif Aleph in Tehillim. Doiva Shakurim, somebody who speaks untruth, lo yikoin leneged einov. He cannot stand in front of me. Why doesn't the Rashbam rather quote the pusik in Parshas Mishpatim, midvash sheker tirchok, which is as a pusik in the Torah, and this pusik is quoted as a lav, a posnush the sheker is oiva lav in the Torah, midvash sheker tirchok. Why does Rashbam just quote a pusik in Tehillim? And I reminded myself of a very interesting story. The Alter Tzadiker Rebbe had a son-in-law who was also a greiser tzaddik. His name was Rabbi Saul Shulam Yosef from Meshmish. And every single year in Chodesh Elul, he used to go to Tzadiker, and from Tzadiker he used to carry on to Chodkov, to say a Shuna Toiva to his Shved Alter Tzadiker Rebbe, and then to Chodkov, to the Alter Chodkov Rebbe. And every single year, the Alter Tzadiker Rebbe, who was a brother of the Alter Chodkov Rebbe, would ask his son-in-law, are you going to Chodkov? He would say, yes. Oh, I want to make you my shliach. Sorry, he used to go every year, to Chodkov, and from Chodkov to Tzadiker. And every single year, the Chodkov Rebbe would say to him, are you going to Tzadiker? He would say, the Chodkov will say to him, I'm making you a shliach to give over to my brother as a chvin shemul, a shuma toiva, ksiva chsima toiva. This is how it went year after year. And every year, when this Rabbi Saul Yosef from Meshmish would arrive in Tzadiker, the first thing Shre asked him was, were you in Chodkov by my brother? And he would say, yes. And he was like, what did he say? He would say, Avinch Dechuna Gitch. Now, the Alter Tzadiker Rebbe was Nifta Yid Aleph Elul. And that year, Saul Shom Yosef from Meshmish went to Chodkov, to the Alter Chodkov Rebbe. The Alter Chodkov didn't ask him if he's going to Tzadiker, didn't mention a word about his brother, didn't say to him, I'm making you a shliach to give my brother my bruchas forgive you. Nothing. This Rebbe Saul Shom Yosef left the Alter Chodkov Rebbe's room in a panic. Why did the Rebbe just ignore his brother and give him a brucha? Something must have happened to his shved. Something terrible must have happened. He stopped the first horse and wagon, taxi, and off he went straight to Tzadiker. As soon as he arrived in Tzadiker, he stopped the first kid he saw and he asked, is everything okay with the Rebbe? Yeah, fine, Baruch Hashem, why? No, just asked. Now he had another dilemma. What's he going to do when he comes into the room of Ishver? And the first thing Ishver would always ask him was, were you in Chodkov by my brother? What did he say? What's he going to say? He didn't even ask after you, didn't give you a brucha. Chazal tell us, mitel shanois mipnei darkei shuv. So, when he came into the room of Alter Tzadiker Rebbe, and he asked him, were you in Chodkov? And he said, yes. What did my brother say? He said, oh, he wishes you a shuma toiva, ksiva chsima toiva. As soon as the Alter Tzadiker Rebbe heard it, said, he jumped up from his chair and he said, is that what my brother really said? And he ran out the room, leaving there the Eidim feeling very shamefaced, as if he's been caught. Now this Rabbi Shimon Yosef didn't understand what had happened, what's going on here. It was a puzzle to him. But when Ishver was nifter, Yid Aleph Elo, then he suddenly understood. As the Alter Chodkivot Gewiss Bariach HaKoydish, that his brother is about to leave this world. So therefore there's no place to give him a brucha for Ksiva V'chasima Toiva. And by the same token, the Alter Tzadikei Rebbe also knew he's about to depart this world. And it can't be that his brother would have given him a brucha. The only explanation was that his item was being economical with the truth. Rabbi Sulchum Yosef Meshbish then said, I then appreciated the pshat in this pusik, Doiva Shakurim lo yikoin leneged eloi. Mashveh ot mechnishke kent unkikin in punim aram. When he realized that I am telling him a sheker, he couldn't look at me, he didn't want to speak to me, and he ran out the room, leaving him shamefaced. When a yid comes up to the Beis HaMikdash, and he's thanking Hashem, and it's not genuine, so says the Rashbam, you can't say that in the Parsha of Mikra Bikirim if it's not genuine, because the state, Doiva Shakurim lo yikoin leneged einoi. Said Rabbi Shimon, I can't look in the face somebody who's not genuine, who's saying a sheker. So this yourself, this is written here in this pusik clearly. Doiva Shakurim lo yikoin leneged einoi. Rashi says, when he brings the Bikirim, Va'onisa va'omata. Says Rashi, what's for Nisa v'amata barumas koil v'koilrom? He had to say it out loud. Said to the Blina Rova, Gavaldi Gavald. When a person brought Bikirim to the Beis HaMikdash, he's thanking Hashem using all the Dalet Chalukim of the Bria. We know there's Doimim, Soimeach, Chai, and Medaba. Doimim, the Bikirim are put in a basket, whether it was a silver basket or a wickerwork basket. That the basket was a doimim. The Bikirim itself, the plants, this is soimeach. This is something which grows. Afterwards, he would bring a person with Bikirim, would bring a korban as a hoidua. The korban, this is chai. But the ikar is always the medaba. Where's the medaba? Therefore, v'onisa v'amata b'koyrum. Realize everything else is just the hachuna. The main thing is the vonis of a matter. Therefore, this had to be said. This had to be said by Koira. So this is the avoider of bringing Bikirim. The avoider of bringing Bikirim is to bring out the shvach of Eretz Yisroel one only brings from the Zion meal. Although today we don't have the mitzvah of Bikirim, however, we still have to be careful, especially as we mentioned, Yitzayim El, about being Meshabeach Eretz Yisroel, Re'ei Betiv Yerushalayim, to speak about Eretz Yisroel always in a positive way. That's why we know when one eats something from Eretz Yisroel, there's a special brucha that we say in Al Amichya. We make a brucha Al Pri Gafno, a special nisach that we say Al Pri Gafno if it comes from Eretz Yisroel, Shvach Eretz Yisroel. I remember many years ago, I was in the house of the Vyana Rebbe Shlita, and there was some wine on the table. And the Rebbe before Kiddush, somebody had sent in an expensive bottle of wine. So the Rebbe told one of his children to bring that expensive bottle of wine that so-and-so brought in, although he'll be able to tell him afterwards that he used his wine for Kiddush. So they brought in the wine, the Rebbe picked up this bottle of wine, and he looked at it, and he saw this was wine from Chitz Loretz. The Rebbe told me, we can machen kiddush on yayin Chitz Loretz. But I've got here yayin from Eretz Yisroel. Daf machen a brucha of yayin from Eretz Yisroel. There were many tzaddikim who were makpid when it came to the Arba Milim, dafka to buy an esrog from Eretz Yisroel. The Eshterach was Trifka Rebbe, the Rabbi Yochsherach was Trifka, used to say, when it's steht in the Torah, kachtem lechem pri eitz huda. Do you think the Torah meant esrog from Corfu? Lechachtem lechem pri eitz huda meant from peiros ha'uretz. That's what you should be taking for the Arba meaning. One of the Gedolim, the Aderes, writes a Moedei Kalushin as follows. Imargila bepimi loima, I am ruggled to say, afim yeo esrit mehidab mehidurim betoy aroi, even if all those other Esroigim from Corfu and from Du and Dot and Akwaizashavi, Morocco, have got the most gewaldige hidirim, aval zeh ha-hidah ha-rochni, but this rochni is dike hidah, kshani oima halal, ve-esri koidish ma'atzeni ha-kadoyshe b'yudi, and I'm holding an esrig from Eretz Yisrael in my hand, ve-zichro in tzio in b'libi, and this is ma'oira, the zikun from Eretz Yisrael in my heart, ein lecho hidah gudoy mizeh. Sekenish zam, egresera hidah. So this is what we learn here from the mitzvah of Bikirim, how one has to be careful about the covenant of Eretz Yisrael, to speak well about Eretz Yisrael. And this should be then a tikkun for the Chet HaMeraglim, and we should all be zoicha bekurev taka v'hoyu ki suvoy el ha'uretz. We should all be zoicha to come to Eretz Yisrael and to realize that Eretz Yisrael is the land asher Hashem elekechu, noisin lechu nachla, though be zoicha to receive it as a nachla from the Rabbeinu Shloilam, v'yirishta v'yishavta ba, v'meken yirupo.
Who set up a...